Exclusive: Twitter suspends Netanyahu's son for promoting protest. By Joel B. Polak on June 3, 2021. Yair Netanyahu, son of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, has been suspended from Twitter because he promoted a protest outside the home of a member of a rival party. Supporters of Netanyahu and of the political right in general have gathered outside the homes of Ayelet Shaked and Ner Orbach, who are both members of the Knesset from the Amina party led by incoming Prime Minister Naftali Bennett, which won 6% of the vote in Israel's March elections. Bennett struck a deal with a coalition of predominantly left-wing parties to oust Netanyahu from the top job. Along the way, he broke almost every promise he had made to his party's voters, leaving his party members politically vulnerable. Orbach has indicated that he may vote against the coalition, which could prevent it from taking power, though the Times of Israel reported Thursday that his opposition had softened after a one-on-one meeting with Bennett earlier in the day. Yair Netanyahu published a post on Facebook about the demonstrations at Orbach's house, which led Facebook to suspend him for 24 hours. He later tweeted, "The Bolshevist Facebook suspended me for 24 hours because of the deep state, the establishment, big tech in this picture. The pseudo-justice system, together with their puppets in the new government, are thrusting Israel into a very dark era." He added several North Korean flags to his tweet. Subsequently, Breitbart News has learned, Yair Netanyahu was suspended from Twitter and told that he had violated its policy on posting private information. Twitter and Facebook have taken similar actions against other conservative activists in Israel. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new ebook, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.